I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1048. Who helped you along the way? It's a fact that you would not be where you are, you would not be who you are, if others had not helped you along the way. And it's easy to say yes, and to give much deserved credit to the obvious people. Maybe your parents, your grandparents, teachers, coaches, pastors who blessed you in recognizable ways. But there are others who aren't in the limelight, and their names appear at the end of the movie of your life in the credits, in the small print. Yet the difference they made in you was profound. I hope a short Bible story will jog your memory to think of and give thanks for those people. This podcast, T2G, is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said, if you want to make life simple, if you want to just kind of boil it down, it really is about love. Loving God and loving others. I think part of love is recognizing when people have helped us. Do you know the names Shipra and Pua? No? Well, God does, and I'm here to tell you, Moses might not have been Moses without them. Exodus begins with a new king in Egypt who's paranoid that the Israelites are getting too numerous and too much of a threat. He tries to work them harder, but that doesn't work. So he seeks to stop the population growth through infanticide. Here's what the text says in Exodus 1. Then the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shipra and the other Pua, when you serve as midwife to the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it's a son, you shall kill him. If it's a daughter, she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them. But let the male children live. So the king of Egypt called the midwives and said to them, why have you done this? And let the male children live. The midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They're vigorous and they give birth before the midwife comes to them. So God dealt well with the midwives. And the people multiplied and grew very strong. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. What's really cool is the Bible doesn't give us the name of this Pharaoh, but it does give us the name of these two brave girls. Scholars to this day debate which Pharaoh was ruling during this time. His name wasn't worth mentioning by the inspired writer. But the two Hebrew midwives are etched on the pages of God's Word. I believe there are people doing brave things in the name of love every day, and no one but the Lord may notice or understand the full significance of their obedience and sacrifice. People who reject the call to hate and hurt. People who befriend those that others have labeled and left. People who hear the voice of God over the voice of the world. I'm confident you've had those people in your life too. Here's the great question. Think and thank. Think for a moment. Who is the Shipra or Pua person in your past that blessed you along the way that others would never know about if you don't tell them? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Scotty Smith. Heavenly Father, I can't imagine how storms can be navigated, burdens borne, and hardships handled without the company of a few good friends. I praise you today for the gift of friendship, for the joy, encouragement, and refreshment you give me through friends. I praise you for friends who share their lives and not just their gospel. I praise you for friends who offer tears and not just their answers. I praise you for friends who give life-giving wisdom and not just mess-fixing formulas. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1049. In the meantime, think back on your life, and you might have to think a little harder because there are the obvious people who have blessed you along the way, and they certainly deserve praise and thanksgiving, but they're also the people that have gone unnoticed. They may have said a word that has encouraged you to this day. They may be someone who gave you a small gift or recognized a talent. They may be someone who did something seemingly small in their eyes, but was really big in the trajectory of your life. May the Lord open your eyes to see and your heart to thank those who have helped you along the way.